In this quick hit, I've got a few suggestions for some Halloween-appropriate music for your trick-or-treat playlist. Stay tuned.
You're listening to a 3324 podcast quick hit with Dean Legiro, where Dean shares stories and trivia about his favorite chart hits, actors, movies, and more.
Welcome to this week's 3324 podcast quick hit. I'm Dean Legiro. Thanks for checking in with us. Quick hits come out every Monday, and we've got full-length episodes every Thursday about the music and movies that shaped our lives. So check both of them out, would you? Outside of the Monster Mash, there's not really a lot of popular Halloween music, so I thought I'd share a few songs to think about if you happen to be spinning some music on October 31st. Let's start with the song Bela Lugosi's Dead from Goth Darling's Bauhaus. This anthem has been a creepy Halloween staple since its release in 1979. The song was recorded in one take only 6 weeks after the band formed and has been one of their most enduring songs ever since. Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon certainly deserves a place in your lineup. This track from Zevon's Excitable Boy album, released in 1978, was a minor chart hit that saw a bit of resurgence in popularity due to its appearance in the 1986 Tom Cruise-Paul Newman film The Color of Money, that was directed by Martin Scorsese. Fun fact, Mick Fleetwood and John McVie, the iconic rhythm section of Fleetwood Mac, provide the bass and drum backing for this track. Zombie Zoo from Tom Petty's monster 1989 hit album Full Moon Fever may not be the most recognizable song here, but songwriters Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne cook up a fun romp with a Halloween flavor, and even Boris Karloff gets name-checked in this one. Rolling back to 1972, the Edgar Winter Group hit the top of the charts with the funky instrumental Frankenstein. Truly living up to its title, this song was a studio creation due to the large amount of edits in the song, as the band would often go on different musical tangents, straying from the arrangement, so some Frankenstein-style surgery would ensue to tame this musical monster. An instantly recognizable riff starts us off, and keyboards, guitars, and a fantastic drum solo all come together to make up the different parts of this musical mad scientist project. Landing at the number 9 spot on the charts in 1972, Witchy Woman was from the debut album by Eagles, and was the only song Don Henley had a hand in helping to write from that album. The song was partially inspired by author F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife Zelda, whose biography Henley was reading at the time. The lyric, "She drove herself to madness with a silver spoon," could point to Zelda's time in a mental institution, and the silver spoon could be a slotted spoon, its use popular in the 1920s to dissolve sugar cubes with absinthe, a popular alcoholic beverage known for causing hallucinations. No Halloween playlist would be complete without the big daddy of music perfect for Fright Night, Michael Jackson's Thriller from the 1983 album of the same name. Accompanied by a groundbreaking long-form music video, Thriller hit number one on the charts for 2 weeks in 1984 and comes from an album that still holds the record for album sales to date, topping over 70 million. Add a spoken word end sequence courtesy of horror icon Vincent Price, and you have the formula for a ready-made Halloween hit. But Michael Jackson wasn't the only artist recording scary songs in 1983. The madman himself, Ozzy Osbourne, released his album Bark at the Moon, with the title cut being the first single released. The music video features Ozzy as a Jekyll and Hyde-type character that changes into a creature, featuring makeup effects courtesy of Rick Baker, who worked on the classic horror film An American Werewolf in London, and he also did the makeup effects on the Thriller video as well. The last pick for your Halloween playlist is actually about the subject in its title. Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla from their 1977 release Spectres. Another riff-heavy tune like Frankenstein, Godzilla tells of the giant lizard's rampage, complete with a Japanese newscast in the middle of the song warning you to take cover as Godzilla heads towards the Ginza district in Japan. Oddly enough, this song was never used in a Godzilla film until 2019, when Serge Tankian from the group System of a Down covered it for that film. So, there you have it. Just a few songs to add to your playlist this Halloween. You can share your favorites or ones I may have missed on Instagram and Facebook at 3324podcast and at Twitter at 3324p. This has been Dean. Thank you for joining me for this week's Quick Hit. We will see you on the flip side.
This has been a 3324 podcast quick hit. You can find us on your favorite podcast provider. So please like, subscribe, and rate to become a part of the 3324 family. Your feedback is important, so please make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at 3324 podcast and on Twitter at 3324p to join the conversation.